Gute, Gute, and welcome to Gleep Glossary, the second installment. I'm here with the whole gang, Andrew Jupin, Steven Sadak, Chris Cabin, and me, Eric Siska. This is a sideshow where we talk about the Star Wars expanded universe.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Also known as the extended universe.
Well, right? you talk about it, and then we go, what? And then, like, hopefully people laugh at that.
Dude, yeah, it's just us being confused for 25 minutes.
It sure is.
When they go away from, like, Jesus and Joseph, like, dude, is that the Bible extended universe?
Oh, when it's non-Jesus-related stories?
I do think the New Testament. Yeah, those were the lesser sequels.
Oh, yeah, Act of the Apostles, man. That is like...
What a fucking cash grab that was.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
Exodus, give me a break.
Brutus, a Bible story.
And then they were like, look, we're going to do... We're never going to reboot this. We're just going to do Revelations. You know what? We're just going to...
That's the best parts. That's what everyone wants.
Exactly. Fucking belly of the beast, my friend. Anyway.
Eric, so who are we learning about this month?
Well, today we're going to learn about Dr. Evazan and Ponda Baba. And I do have to
take... Two people.
Okay. They're a team. This listing in the Essential Guide to Characters by Andy Mangels is, list Ponda Baba first, but I think that's bullshit.
Wow.
And we're not listing Ponda Baba first. It's Dr. Evazan and Ponda Baba.
Okay. Well, one has his doctorate. Those people are clearly more important.
Exactly. And one of them has, I mean, we'll see. In the entry that we're about to read, that Dr. Evazan, shut the fuck up, Chris.
How does one even get a doctorate in this fucking universe?
Bend over and I'll show you, dude.
What are you talking about? Of course, there's medical schools and whatnots, because there's also, you know, there's the Imperial Academy.
There's gambling.
Sure.
Doctors love gambling.
Yes, of course.
There's doctors in this world. There's Jedi.
Yeah, there's veterinarians if your Rancor gets sick.
Right, or your Wookiee gets a cold.
I like to list Dr. Evazan first because he's got more agency.
Okay.
You'll see in this
pizzazz.
Story. He's got actual fucking dialogue in A New Hope.
Now, these guys are in the cantina, correct?
Correct. They are the cantina guys who... it's the dude that tells Luke Skywalker, I've got the Death Star on 12 systems.
Yes.
You know?
You got a picture there for reference here?
He's the guy with the pig nose. He's the dude with the pig nose.
Rogue One.
Rogue One, they also appear in Jedi City, which is... I agree, Steve.
Man, that's crazy. That was like Jay and Silent Bob in Scream 3.
You were right. It is a lesser moment in an okay movie.
And Ponda Baba's ball sack mouth, obviously.
And Ponda Baba, we all know that Obi-Wan got his lust for murder again.
He
cuts off his arm.
Okay, now I know who we're talking about.
I swear to God, the second Obi-Wan walks into that bar, it's like, all right, we're going to get ourselves a speeder, and we're going to... Oh, I knew a ball sack guy. I'm going to fucking cut that guy's arm off.
Go stand over there. I'm going to kill someone.
I just hate those people.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No actual devil. You move aside. That one right there.
Excuse me, Lord Satan. I have to kill this ball chillian. Excuse me. I've never seen garbage eat garbage before.
No, not you, werewolf.
All right.
The crimes of Dr. Evazan and Ponda Baba.
Oh, Christ.
Are well known throughout the galaxy. The Mad Doctor and his partner...
The Mad Doctor!
...have managed to survive for years with their murderous ways despite one very close call with a Jedi.
Oh, I see.
Is he also known as Dr. Giggles?
You're like, what are we talking about? Okay. The crooked breast implants kind of a situation?
They keep popping, dude.
I'm sure this will go into it, but I did read... there was not a novel, it's like a short story collection. The Tales of the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Gotcha. Right.
Has a story about these fellas. And
double-teaming at a truck stop?
To answer your question, they're basically... He's kind of a Dr. Frankenstein.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is that how the other one got the ball on the chin?
No, that's just his race. he's a ball chinian. No,
I see.
He's not. But Yeah, so it's kind of like inappropriate surgery, putting on limbs where maybe there shouldn't be limbs, doing a little fucking crazy shit.
Good Lord, where's
and
this
eventually
movie?
Eventually, it moves into a level of like Johnny Depp transcendence. And
what?
We'll get there.
Well, wow. If it isn't my old friend Mr. McGreg with an arm for a leg and an arm for a leg. Or an arm for a leg. An arm for a leg. That's it, yes.
It's kind of Dr.
Yes,
Nick.
He's Dr. Nick.
Gotcha.
He's the Dr. Okay. Nick of Star Wars.
Nice.
All right, so Ponda Baba was an aqualish smuggler and pirate.
Aqualicious?
Like all of his tusked people.
That's
back...
Jason Momoa, man. That guy was aqualicious.
I'm a Ponda Baba.
He's a fucking sea snack, dude.
Get it wet, man. Like all of his tusked people back on Ando, he was antisocial, obnoxious, and aggressive.
Wow, a whole planet full of those people, dude. Planet America.
How do you have a planet of antisocial people?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Is it called Reddit?
No, but my question is, like, how do they fuck? I mean, they fuck, but I mean, like, mm-hmm. if everyone's antisocial, there's no school dances. Everyone's like, I don't want to go to that. That's stupid. That's going to be stupid. So there's no school dance. Even the principal's like, school dance would be stupid.
You just sarcastically hump each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is so hot, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's so fucking hot.
Oh, you're totally going to get pregnant.
The constantly sarcastic boy, they're a fucking frustrating bunch sometimes.
Okay, so they're antisocial.
Mm-hmm. Belonging to a group that comprised of only 10% of Ando's inhabitants, Baba was of the Quara race, a group of fingered aqualish that survived in the swamps and wetlands of the planet. I did read this short story, like I said earlier, and it gets into how he's of like the lower caste system of this planet.
What I want to know is how much of the extended universe is fingered.
That's a really good point.
Fingered.
This is two for two here. Yeah.
What do you mean?
We had fingering Dan last month, and now he's the finger.
Oh,
he's
you're right. We're in here, a group of fingered. I guess they have fingers.
Okay.
Anyway,
been fingered.
Well, versus like I don't know, like webbed something or other.
Yes.
Claw. Ooh. A classic claw situation.
Tentacles, like hentai's ever present in Star Wars. I think it's like outside the known regions.
Many, many fingers.
Thrawn warned the Emperor of hentai lurking beyond the reaches of.
Oh my God!
Space.
Look at that fingered son of a bitch! I'm gonna kill him.
Luke,
just go back to talk to that scruffy looking fucker. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna kill this son of
a
bitch.
They were worried about tentacles, so they fingered everybody.
Baba roamed the spaceways, robbing and murdering. Wow. When some of his victims posted a bounty, Hunter Jodo Cast took it.
Wait, a murdered person posted a bounty?
No, I guess what
well,
I'm like,
robbing
relative.
And
oh,
murdering.
Robbing. Oh, I'm sorry. I just was focusing on the killing, like always.
Robo Blast? Credit cards?
What are you even questioning?
What was the name? Jobo?
Jodo Cast. Okay,
Jodo
now
Cat.
to Jodo Cast.
Okay.
Now to explain, Jodo Cast is a character that I hold very dear to my heart.
Oh my God.
Okay, Jodo Cast was basically
Johnny Cash.
Shut up. It was like Boba Fett. Let's say Boba Fett is Scorpion.
Okay.
This is Sub-Zero.
Gotcha.
Oh, okay, so it's a guy with Mandalorian armor that looks very similar to Boba Fett.
Uh-huh. But someone already selected Boba Fett, so they had to play this.
Is it all blue?
It's funny you mentioned that because he was actually in the Masters of Terasai video game.
That game ruled!
It did.
Okay.
He was like... It was like the Scorpion Sub-Zero of
that
video game.
He was in that game.
In that game.
Okay.
Basically, you know, Boba Fett's, the color around his visor is red.
Yes.
It's iconic. Jodo Cast is yellow.
Oh, I know this guy.
So Jodo Cast would eventually, he would be like mistaken for Boba Fett.
Fuck,
understandably.
I get this all the time. And, yeah.
What was
but
the
he
red
would be...
Scorpion?
Oh, that was Ermac, dude.
Yeah,
So Boba Fett's Ermac.
Well, then who's
and
Reptile?
This guy is Scorpion. Oh.
And then where does Smoke fit in?
Oh, so that's you gotta wait for Noob Saibot to come and go say, and then you have to press all the buttons.
I think Smoke might have been in the Clone Wars.
Is IG-88 Rain?
No. So Oh my God. Okay, so Jodo Cast,
right.
Finishing explaining this goddamn
okay.
character.
Okay.
He's in a great comic series with Boba Fett called Twin Engines of Destruction.
What?
Where, see, because Jodo Cast was a bounty hunter as well, and he was basically just a guy that came across this armor.
Sure.
And he would just impersonate Boba Fett because he'd get paid more.
Oh, shit, dude, it's like Gallagher, too.
Exactly. And Fett caught up with him and, like, executed him, and it's very...
Oh, shit.
Very beautifully done.
Like Gallagher, too. That's what take this, you son of a bitch. Teach you to impersonate Gallagher. It's going to splat your head.
Oh, exactly.
Here's some stuff about Muslims while you die.
But I was digging in on more of the character because he was mentioned in this guide, and then he was mentioned on the Wikipedia for Dr. Evazan. And I was like, what the hell? Where is the sourcing for this? And it was all pointing to like this short story published in 1989 that's only two pages, and it was in this like Guide to a New Hope they like reissued or whatever. And it's him, it's Jodo Kast hunting Dr. Evazan and Ponda Baba.
Oh.
But then, like, I was, thankfully, my buddies on Twitter were helping me with this and uncovering these sources. And apparently, Jodo Kast's first appearance was in a tabletop RPG so that you could basically fight the bounty hunters of Star Wars and it doesn't mess with the continuities because if you kill Jodo Kast, it's not killing
Boba. But it's also a fucking tabletop RPG, guys. Yeah, let's get Boba Fett for the tabletop
RPG. Is that like a D&D?
Yeah, it's a kind
of D&D. It's exactly like D&D. And it's so funny to me that it existed in like a D&D-like format. Then they did a two-page short story. And then eventually it's mentioned in other things and cross-referenced. And then it becomes a comic book. It's amazing.
What's this guy's name?
Jodo Kast.
Sounds like the name of like a forgotten video game system. Like Sega's Jodo Kast.
So like basically like they were like, all right, we're going to get that Ponda Bob and that Dr. Evazan. You want to get Boba Fett? No, he's too expensive. What's like the next one down?
Totally.
You go on like
Dengar
fucking,
said no.
Yeah, you go to fucking Bounty Hunter Seamless. Boba Fett's got $4 signs. Jodo Kast has got two.
All right.
But he accepts credit cards.
Right. While repairing his light Carillion freighter, mm-hmm. Baba was surprised by Kast but got away. Dr. Evazan is an insane medical practitioner fond of creative surgery. He likes to take things apart and put them back together differently, preferring the victims to scream.
Wow.
All right, so he doesn't use any anesthetic.
Yeah, so he's like Dr. Giggles.
He's exactly Dr.
He's
Giggles.
Dr. Giggles.
Yeah.
Also played by Larry Drake.
I wish.
Well, because we mentioned Darkman on
the
Fantastic Beasts episode.
Dr. Giggles was played by Larry Gage.
That's
I'm
true.
Saying Dr. Evazan also was played by
Larry. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, except that he wasn't.
Gotcha.
Yeah. holy shit, we're like two paragraphs in.
I'm into it.
Out of how many?
1,000.
Cool.
Okay, so when he applied to the Imperial Academy on Cardia, the Imperials had him institutionalized on the Delarian prison planet.
Oh, was that because he didn't have enough language credits, or what was going on?
Probably.
Evazan easily escaped to the Hindazar system. There he bought a forged personal surgeon license and set up a private practice.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Where's the galaxy's Nick Riviera?
Yeah, yeah. Went to college. Did the work. Yeah, Mr. Doctor. Okay.
Dr. Evazan in the White City over here. I'm loving it.
Practice didn't make perfect in this case, as hundreds of his patients ended up with horrible scarring and several dozen died. Evazan moved from system to system using various aliases, including Dr. Cornelius and Rufu.
Dr. Cornelius?
Apparently his first name is Cornelius.
Is that Planet of the Apes?
Yes.
Oh, all right.
How about Rolo Tomasi?
Over the years, he also engaged in slaving, assassination,
illegal
cyborging, and many other crimes.
Dude, you fucking illegally cyborged that person.
That's way worse than fingered.
At the end of this, guys, remind me, I will tell you about his illegal cyborging comes up in the new canon and in the new movies.
Yeah, Eric, you've got to push through some of the laughter here, buddy.
Yeah, you know,
there's more than a dozen systems, including Anoid, posted death sentence notices for Evazan. Victims and their families have put over a million credit bounty on him. But few have even come close to collecting those bounties.
Look, I've done some pot here and there. I've cheated on my taxes. I've done some cyborg, but who hasn't?
We've all cyborged, okay?
Look, back in there, you tried Zoom Cane too. I snorted it off of my brother's dick too.
Johto Cast almost caught Evazan in the Corellian system, but only succeeded in heavily scarring his face with a blaster shot. Oh. So Johto Cast is the guy who makes his face fucked up.
Yeah.
Why his face is fucked up at the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Interesting.
Is Johto Cast shoots him in the fucking face, and in the short story that I did read, because I'm a loser.
Brad Pitt before that? Is that what's going on?
That's exactly. But what's funny is in the short story, Johto Cast like shoots him in the face, and he like remarks like, "Oh, perfect! Like this is exactly how I like them. Like not dead, but beaten up. But it's like you almost shot him in the fucking head.
Yeah, just kill him.
But also, like, okay, it's bad enough to like fucking shoot him in the face. You didn't have to like take a pig's face and then put it on top of what was remaining. That's just not right. That's just not right, Eric.
The doctor's life was saved by Ponda Baba and a well-timed bolt from the freighter.
Oh, good for him.
Johto Cast lives now. I want to let you understand that. Now, and everything's okay.
Well, I hear the cruiser coming.
Although Ponda himself had planned to turn Evazan in.
I cyborged myself today.
He realized how valuable the human could be. The two became partners in crime, and they traveled together to Tatooine, where they often took on spice smuggling runs for Jabba the Hutt, which seems just like we're just tacking on Han Solo's job here. It seems a little lazy.
I fell in love with a Ponda Baba.
But that's the thing is, I mean, like, this guy's a mad doctor. What is he doing stealing spices?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, dude, like, it's writing kinda, bad scripts.
Well,
possibly.
That's the thing. I think it's kind of like you see these fucking crooked doctors, dude, they're like slinging pills and whatnot on the side. He's just a classic case of a crooked doctor.
The doctor giggles in many senses.
The doctor giggles isn't going to write you pills for profit, though. He's just going to kill you.
While looking for trouble, the pair often would spend time at the Mos Eisley Cantina.
Oh, definitely.
On one fateful day at the cantina, Ponda Baba picked the wrong person to harass.
Yeah, drunk, you shouldn't have harassed me.
Baba shoved Luke Skywalker. I like to... Ponda was drunk right there. When Luke tried to...
Also, he lost like 5 large on the Patriots, so it was a big deal.
The Star Patriots?
He was really hoping for the Star Chiefs to pull it out.
When Luke tried to smooth matters, Dr. Evazan threatened him, bragging that he had the death sentence in 12 systems. "I'll be careful," Luke said. "You'll be dead," Evazan snarled.
Yeah, now we're just transcribing the film.
Not noticing the brown-robed old man who had appeared next to the young farm boy.
What do you mean by brown-robed old man?
The man, Obi-Wan Kenobi, attempted to calm Baba and Evazan.
No, he did not. He fucking was like, well, this one's not worth your trouble. Hey, take a bite out of something your own side.
I just swing at a dick as big as mine.
But when the duo attacked anyway, Obi-Wan ignited his lightsaber, slicing Evazan's chest and cutting off Baba's right arm at the elbow joint. Baba and Evazan fled Mos Eisley. They fucking lived! Dude. They fucking lived!
Come on.
They fucking lived.
That's trash.
This outraged me.
This is even ridiculous. Me. I can't. Dude, his chest was slashed.
Even me.
You can cut an arm off. That's fine.
No, but his arm, Eric. he's an Evazan. His arm is in his heart Eric. Is in his like hips.
Yes.
Of course.
Eric.
What?
Even you?
Even me. And so they fled Tatooine and became lost.
You're going to be okay. Are you a doctor? I am a doctor, actually.
No, you're not. You told me all about that. You found it in the trash.
They became lost in the endless spaceways of the galaxy. Surgically mutilations began showing up.
Jesus fucking Christ with these guys.
On raided merchant ships.
My God.
Rumors of the mad doctor and his aqualish friend abounded. Evazan attempted to graft a bionic arm onto Baba, but botched the surgery.
You know what, Ponder Baba? Here's the deal, man. You know that your friend is a pretend doctor. Go to a real doctor to get that arm fixed.
Eat your friend's head.
No, but
do everybody the fucking favor. Eat your friend's head.
It's that thing where it's like, no, but I'm a great doctor. Like, no, I love you, buddy. You're great. But I'm just gonna go. I'm gonna go to the real doctor down the way.
Do you think he thinks he's a good doctor?
Yeah, he's kind of full of himself.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And he keeps on finding gold in all these stomachs that he's like ripping out for no reason.
You go to your buddy's place, like, oh, let's order out. No. I'm gonna make you something. It's like, no, what do we order out?
When we're done with this, I will tell you how in the new canon, in the new Disney movies, he is confirmed to be a kind of good doctor.
Let's okay.
Wow, I can't wait.
Wow, I know. This is exciting. We got ways to go, though. So he botched the surgery and was soon on the run from his one-time partner. Baba tracked Evazan back to Mos Eisley, where he had set up a small illegal cyborging operation called Cutting Edge Clinic.
Also, I like that he like skipped out. He's like, ooh, I kind of fucked that one up.
Oh, wow. That was a botch job.
Evazan was now using the name Dr. Cornelius, but there was no disguising the massively scarred, squinty face. Ponda forced Evazan to promise him a top-of-the-line bionic arm, and the doctor gave him a more functional temporary arm until a better one could be produced. An uneasy alliance formed again with Ponda acting as Evazan's bodyguard.
It's a Kia kind of a thing. I know I promised a Mercedes, but it's a Kia.
It's just a fucking like felt arm with like a Muppet like black stick on the end of it.
The two returned to Ando, where Evazan moved into a castle keep on an isolated isle.
Oh, this sounds romantic.
The fuck's he affording that?
A lot of murder will get you a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's... Murder the right person, you can take their castle, I guess.
There, the doctor took in a deadly gelatinous Medusa as his pet, which as his pet watch animal. It's like a gleep glop that like drags along the floor and like eats shit.
It's like a blob,
sort of. Yeah,
nice.
That's kind of like good it's analogy. Like in Scarface when they get that tiger.
Yes,
it's, exactly. It's like it's just show you got
it's almost it's the exact big, same
like,
thing.
It's like the Scarface when Robert Loggia comes on screen.
It sounds like Robert Loggia.
Somehow, Evazan convinced the Andoan Senate to give him research grants for his promised medical breakthroughs.
Jesus, what a fucking swindler!
And this is how he gets set up in this castle keep. Oh, so now he's like
it's
actually
a research grant.
But this is like totally mirroring Dr. Frankenstein now because he's in a big castle.
Mm-hmm. Somebody strike him down.
When a senator visited to check up on the progress, Evazan took him to his laboratory. He had modified an imperial transmogrify unit normally used for reprogramming droids. Now it could theoretically transfer the electronic elements of the mind from body to body, effectively giving the mind immortality.
We've gone way off the rails,
So he could take a person,
sure,
or a gleep glop or whatever, what have you, and switch minds with, you know.
Right.
So it's kind of like Johnny Depp in Transcendence.
Exactly. Yeah. Predates it, by the way. Pretty impressive.
Oh, wow. I can't believe it.
Oh, my God. I'm in a different brain.
Johnny Depp as Dr. Evazan would have been a better movie.
Oh, definitely.
We all know that a Star Wars story, Dr. Evazan, we get Johnny Depp in there. He's, hopefully he'll be struck down from Hollywood far enough that he would do that.
Paul Giamatti as Ponda Baba.
Yes.
Oh, great. Let's get a couple of fucking drinks in us and get some ladies.
Look at my fucking face, man. Look at it.
You fucking gave me a bum arm. This is a fucking corkscrew.
Look at this goddamn thing. It ain't fit for a puppet.
No. Just wear it out a little bit.
Fucking bullshit. Living in a cold castle.
While the senator watched, shocked, Evazan stunned a handsome young human and brought him to the labs.
Whoa.
Now,
what?
Yes, this is
some
actually
fucking Dahmer shit, dude. Stunning young humans.
Exactly. Although, because I was reading this and I was like, I want the whole story. That's why I read that short story.
Sure.
I mean, I read two different short stories for this fucking thing. But the one I read about Dr. Evazan meant this was like a bounty hunting group of dudes.
Sexy.
So they were actually invading the castle. So I'm saying Dr. Evazan was
in the Rocky Horror Picture Show real quick.
Their fucking car broke down.
Evazan was right
gotcha.
To do this because these people were trespassers.
I see.
Yeah. So Evazan hoped to transfer his own mind into this new healthy body, but the transfer machine still needed to be tested.
Oh, no.
Let's do the transfer again.
Just hop to the right.
And Panda wanted to be the subject.
You
of
gotta
the
cut off that arm.
If the doctor could put Panda's mind into that of the hapless Andoan senator.
Oh, I
shit, dude.
Now it's like fucking, it's like something.
Yeah, he could get.
Yes, it is.
It's actually brilliant because then he could get all the grant money you would ever want.
It's kind of like a Manchurian candidate thing. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah,
exactly.
Sorry, this stuff makes my brain not function.
And then that later on, that senator went on. It's like, the Imperials, if you're listening, hack my opponent's emails.
By the way, that senator was of the higher caste system planet. So it would be a trade up for Baba, although this senator was older than him, it was pointed out.
Oh, okay. So that's kind of a, yeah.
So, you know, Ponda Baba would get his arm back and governmental power as well. Strapping the two Aqualish in.
Aqualicious.
Evazan made the transfer. While he waited for the new Ponda Baba to regain consciousness, the doctor went to look at the young human body whose mind soon replace with his own.
Dick dong looks
little
like.
Fucking Barry Bostwick, dude.
He found the stunned man wearing a hollow shroud that the human in his keep was a bounty hunter named Gurren Salazar.
Sure.
Who had an armed thermal detonator in his hand.
What the fuck, dude.
Holy shit.
We're all going to hell tonight, my friend.
That's what that is, dude. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's like, you want to look at me while I'm passed out? I got a fucking thermal detonator right here.
7 members of the hunter's family had been destroyed by Evazan's experiments, and he meant to enact his revenge.
Oh.
Fuck, dude. Suicide bombing. Oh,
no. Gurion took the doctor to the roof where his mother's ship was to touch down.
Not a mothership, mind you, but his mother's ship. The fucking
actually,
Ford Windstar was coming
okay,
to pick
now,
him up.
Where's my dad's ship? Where'd my dad's ship go?
Stop pointing that blaster at my dad.
Well, my mom's going to pick me up after this.
Yes. Okay, now, to be fair, in this guide, it is saying, it's written that as if like it's his actual mother. In the story, it sounds more like Mile 22, where it's like...
John Malkovich is going to?
Yes. Where mother's the code name for the dude running the ship, and that's the code name for Evazan was the child.
Okay, you can avenge your brothers, but you better be back by 9. I will be in the parking lot for 10 minutes, mister.
Don't you think I won't honk the horn? I'll honk.
You ready for me to tap this Timex?
Evazan's pet Medusa attacked the hunter.
Oh, I forgot all about that stupid
allowing
thing.
The doctor to disarm the foe. Gurion fell off the tower to his death, and Evazan barely caught hold of the rooftop edge. This is also a fantastic explosion as the detonator head.
Wow, this dude really cocked this whole thing up, huh?
Footsteps neared the edge, and Evazan was surprised to see his grudging partner, but the transfer had put the senator into Ponda's Bobby. The senator set the thermal detonator and walked away.
Oh, I see.
But this is where the bomb goes off.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I was getting ahead
twist
of myself.
Ending.
As Gurion's friends neared their ship, the top of the castle exploded. Had the Salazar family stayed, they would have witnessed Dr. Evazan extract himself from a gooey mass. The Medusa had cushioned him as he dropped from the tower just before the explosion.
Wow.
So he rode down on his pet and landed on his pet, and his pet exploded into goo.
That's what I was doing with my cats.
And he
for any kind of an explosion, I would use both of them as some kind of a buffer.
Ponda Baba was missing, but Dr. Evazan was buoyed by hope. His device had worked after a fashion, and there would doubtless be a next time. Weird wording, but
yeah, sure.
They're
trying to
time.
Class it up a little
so
bit.
What happens here, I guess, to really contextualize this is the senator transferred into Ponda Baba. Ponda Baba, we don't know what happened to him. He was probably still on the operating table.
Oh, right. No.
And then the castle collapses on itself, and Dr. Evazan is left alone.
Oh, no.
Well, you know,
in some of those later Universal sequels, that fucking monster falls in all sorts of holes and he's living through it, dude. You never know.
So that concludes the essential guide to characters, but I wanted to quickly mention that apparently now, and this makes me, I fell off this comic line. The new Marvel comics have been by and large good. I found this line got a little dull, a little dull in the middle, but now I want to get back into it because I've heard that Dr. Evazan and Ponda Baba are now villains in the Dr. Aphra? Yes, Dr. Aphra series, which I do have a few issues of, and it's pretty good, but it does get a little, it gets a little dull later on.
Dare I say, who?
It's a new character that they developed in the comic lines that it was a woman that was sort of assisting Darth Vader, and now she's kind of having her own comic line.
I see.
But not only that, guys. But in Solo, a Star Wars story, Paul Bettany has these servants that are like droid people. They're like people with their heads cut off.
Oh, yeah.
But there's
like
a little flat droid thing there.
Yeah.
Apparently, this is a creation of Dr. Evazan.
Oh, shit.
What a fucking sick son of a bitch.
I know.
What a sick son of a bitch.
I read that they also appear in Rogue One somewhere. I don't know where. Maybe Jedha City.
Jesus Christ. They're the fucking Where's Waldo of the Star Wars universe.
Well, that's...
Think about all the money, the cheddar he's bringing in with those things.
Oh, yeah. That's true. The space cheddar, dude. A lot of cheddar-flavored cartridges.
So that has been the Gleep Glossary for the month.
There you go.
Lovely.
Fuck, dude, that's crazy shit.
I just wouldn't want to. Those are some dark and devious characters. I wouldn't want to meet them in a dark.
No, not at all, dude. They seem really.
And they
really
definitely
dark.
They've at least not had sex with each other, possibly, but definitely have been in the room while they had sex with other people.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
without question. No, it's like that scene in Fargo.
That's exactly what I was thinking of, yes.
Sounds like space hostile people to me. I don't like it.
Yeah, dude, totally.
And then some big Wookiee comes in and takes his fucking belt off. Come here, you little piece of shit!
You know, it's funny you mentioned that in the short story. Dr. Evazan at one point does have an embalmed Wookiee.
Whoa, ew.
Dude,
this guy is a fucking creep.
Yeah.
And I don't like him. I think he should be chemically castrated.
I'll tell you this. This guy is a creep, and I like it.
Well, now you know the rest of the story.
That is right. Well, that's it, dude, right? That is the Gleep Glossary
that
for
is
this
it
month.
For the month. Yeah.
Thank you for continuing to support this crazy Patreon, by the way.
Yeah, sure.
And we'll be back next month. Is there a tease for what next month's entry is?
Well, next month is Listener Request Month, so I have an idea in mind. This might be of the prequels.
Oh, I will say that. I know who it is.
So just, keep those pledges coming.
So until we open the Gleep Glossary again, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cavan.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.